And lawmakers warn that groups in support of Sharia law have a long-term goal of widespread influence here in the U.S. Warnings of Sharia's authoritarian nature and social class divisions based on sex and religion. They point to already existing Sharia-based tribunal courts happening in Texas and the United Kingdom. NTD correspondent Jason Blair brings us that story.
People do not have protection from imposing a foreign legal system or code that overrides or replaces U.S. civil or criminal law, nor the Constitution.
House Republicans warn that stronger action needs to be taken to curb the rise of Sharia law tribunals and acting courts in the U.S.
Political Islam silences dissent, prohibits religious freedom, allows barbaric punishments and treats women, children, and non-Muslims as second-class citizens.
At a congressional hearing Wednesday, one witness said many Islamic groups have openly stated their long-term intent of gradually making the U.S. an Islamic society.
They've written it down in the project in a 12-point plan. You can read it for yourself. They've come to make this country like they've made countries all across the world Islamic.
Amy Meckelberg, founder of Rare Foundation USA, says there are Sharia-based tribunal services operating in America.
All across different places throughout the United States, from birth to death, they now have full operational societies. So within these societies, they have their courts.
Subcommittee Chairman Chip Roy says that the UK has 85 Sharia law courts operating in the country.
Muslims are increasingly turning to Sharia courts to settle disputes rather than the UK's legal system.